Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Luis, L-U-I-S, Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. Luis Figueroa is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-8-22. Pretty got off from the work trash truck and slipped on ice. Pretty states his right ankle turned and he fell with his leg underneath him. Pretty believes he injured his right ankle and was seen at an unspecified emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, per the record supplied, he was seen at Atlantic Care Emergency Room on 1-8-22. Period. He stated he slipped and fell on black ice at work that morning, injuring his right ankle and knee. Period. He ambulates with some difficulty. Period. He had x-rays of the right ankle done that showed small non-displaced fracture along the anteroinferior tibia. Period. There was mild soft tissue swelling adjacent to the lateral malleolus and anterior ankle. Period. He was examined, treated, and released with a diagnosis of tibia fracture. Period. Paragraph. He then was seen at Rothman Orthopedics by Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A, on 1-26-22 for his right knee. Period. He stated he was walking towards the gate and there was a black ice when he slipped on it. Period. His knee hyperflexed and he felt a pop in the knee. Period. He had immediate onset of pain with trouble weight bearing. Period. He also hurt his ankle, so this was contributing to pain while weight bearing. Period. He had been to urgent care and had x-rays done. Period. He underwent repeat x-ray of the right knee that showed no obvious fracture or dislocation or degenerative changes. Period. There was a patellar tendon insertional enthesophyte. Period. Dr. Chippa diagnosed right knee pain and right knee sprain, for which he ordered an MRI to rule out a meniscal tear. Period. MRI was done on 2-25-22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 2-3-22, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, who is at Rothman Orthopedics as well. Period. He prescribed orthotics. Period. He followed up with Dr. Hoffman on 2-24-22. Period. There are no progress notes subsequent to the MRI. Period. Physical exam. Actually, before the physical exam, it is my understanding he did follow up on 3-2-22 and was improving. Period. X-ray showed the fracture was well healed. Period. He was to remain in the Cam Walker boot for one additional week and then attempt to transition to a gauntlet-style ankle brace, which was dispensed. Period. He was to follow up in 4 weeks, but does not appear to have been compliant in that regard. Period. Now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities lower. Normal feet and ankles, normal knees, normal lumbosacral, normal. Under general appearance, he drove a large trash truck here to the office today, but he was wearing his work clothes, including reflective pants. Period. He was extremely obese. Period. Impressions on 1-8-22. Luis Figueroa slipped and fell on black ice while at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays showed a small fracture of the distal tibia. Period. He was splinted and released. Deputy then was seen by Dr. Chippa, who continued to treat him conservatively, but he also saw a podiatrist named Dr. Hoffman. Paired right knee MRI was done on 2/25/22, as noted above. Period. There was no acute traumatic pathology. Period. As of 3/2/22, x-rays of the ankle showed the fracture was well healed, but he was going to transition into a different type of brace and follow up in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Figueroa found that he ambulated with physiologic gait with no limp and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion of the right knee and ankle with no crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had intact strength and no instability with provocative maneuvers. Period. New paragraph, there is probably 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. His small non-displaced fracture along the anterior aspect of the tibia corresponds essentially to an ankle sprain. Period. From a clinical and functional perspective, this has fully resolved. Period. He has no current complaints and has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.